Now, when's the last time you've spoken to Charlie? Are you in contact at all anymore?
Last time I spoke to Charlie was on Valentine's Day when I asked him if he was okay. After he did that one, his very first radio interview that he called in.
Yeah. Did he respond?
He sounded like he was out of his tree. So I sent him a text. I was up in Oregon. I was still pregnant, and I was, emotional, and, I felt bad. I was this poor guy, right? So
yeah.
I just, sent him, a sympathy text, and I was just listen, are you okay? Do you want me to, talk to somebody and say, hey, he's okay to work? Because sometimes people need to keep busy. And I think you've even mentioned in his interviews that he needs to stay busy and you need to hurry and get back on set, or otherwise I'm going to spiral down again.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out a way. I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, I'm fine. He's like, I'm great. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm not doing anything. I'm not, obviously if he sent me a text saying, yeah, I'm cracked out, he thought maybe I was going to sell it, but that wasn't my intention. I really said, listen, do you want help? I'll say something nice, to somebody to get to work. And he's like, no, I'm okay. Take care of yourself. Let me know the details of whatever I'm going through. Because he was being really nice about it.
Yeah, I mean, do you know if he's baby daddy, or do you not even want to touch that? If you don't want to touch it, you don't have to. I mean, that's a very private thing.
I don't know.
The media is running with it like there's no tomorrow. You know what I mean?
No. Well, the thing is, I actually didn't tell the media. This is actually, I mentioned on Howard Stern, that I've had abortions and that I was so freely about talking about it. That people thought that this is just a spoof. But it happened, and I wanted to keep it private.
Yeah.
Until I went on to Howard, where I think it could maybe be a quick joke about it. But I wasn't trying to say this is Charlie Sheen's baby. One of my friends, she takes pictures of the pregnant. I took five of them because I was in jail that I was pregnant. I was like, no way. Not again, right? And I'm sitting there, marching around the room. I'm like, this can't happen. And so I have these, tests everywhere. My friend takes photos of them, and she's like, sends them to TMZ. And
oh,
like,
my gosh.
She's like, listen, this is Charlie Sheen's baby. And
your friend?
Nice
she's
friend.
Still, like, she's
why
still
would
your
you
friend?
Say specifically Charlie Sheen's baby? How does she even know?
Yeah, that's not a good friend, I don't think.
Are you done with this? Are you done with this the skank, slam pig girl that was your friend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't talk to her anymore. After that, I was on the phone for 30 minutes. I don't know why. If you're going to get yelled at, why would I stay on the phone with somebody? She probably just sat there and, let me just yell at her for about 30 minutes. I was like, first, this is why I stopped being your friend 2 years ago.
Well, she got now a bunch of money for those, too, I'm sure.
No, she didn't. She didn't even get paid.
Wow. Oh. What an idiot.
She sent the photos to Kevin Federline's best friend.
Oh, God.
And he submitted them because he wanted me to look bad because it came out about Britney's kids, about me babysitting them. So it's
about
kind
what?
Of like
you
a,
babysat,
it was a revenge.
You babysat Britney's kids?
Or twice. And it wasn't I was hired to be the babysitter. It was just he was on the cell phone with his lawyer because he's going through his divorce. And, the kids are out in the pool and he has another friend there and the kids being in the pool and I was out in the pool and there was a barbecue. It was during the summertime. It was nothing we were dating. I never dated him.
You never dated K-Fed. You just kind of all hung out. Maybe
I'd be embarrassed. It's embarrassing.
You're truly, Casey, you're truly somebody that believes in casual sex. I could tell. This has nothing to do with the industry. I mean, I'm assuming by the sounds of it, you're like, yeah, we hung out. We might have slept together a couple times. I'm not saying you said that. I'm just saying my theory is that you're truly someone that believes in, there's a difference between sex and love.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but so have you ever been in love, honey?
Was that? Been in love?
Yeah.
I don't really like it.
You don't like it? Why?
Yeah, she got burnt. You could tell she got burnt.
Why?
Because when I love somebody, it's like I love them entirely.
Okay.
So it takes everything from me, and it's just so much easier to keep it. You were infatuated with somebody, or the other day, I was actually it takes a lot for me to be someone to impress me, because for me it's just my job.
Yeah.
And anything that goes beyond or deeper than that, usually I'm not. Talking with somebody, I'll get lose interest in 5 minutes. So if to find someone that actually catches my interest, I had a little crush on somebody a couple of days ago, and I was like, wow, I haven't felt a crush in like a year and a half. You
Until
know?
Today again. Wow, two in a row. That's got to be tough. A couple days ago, and then me again now.
Yeah.
Right. She's saying, yeah, right.